The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We missed that for 3 weeks, man.
Holy cow. Oh, my.
Oh, man. Feels good to have Bill back. I was struggling.
I wasn't anywhere. Where was I? That was just a figment of your imagination.
Yeah, I know. You were here.
I was here the whole time.
The whole time.
I can't believe the whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time.
Oh man. So it's Friday, so we don't do Wednesdays anymore.
That's right.
Wednesdays are for babies.
Well,
Wednesdays are for babies. Something was weird today. I was going to my wife's office and as I was walking up the stairs, there was another office, and this guy was working with a couple or talking to him about something, right? All of a sudden, this kid comes running out. I'm carrying a coffee and my wife's mug of water, and this kid just clings to my leg, and I'm like, okay. Like, and his dad comes out, no, come here. And he keeps, like, squeezing me. I'm like, I am so going to drop this coffee or squeeze the coffee, and it's going to dump all over his child. And then his dad's like, no, come on. He's like, no, like, reaching out for me and stuff.
Help. He said, help, I need help.
Yeah, help me. I was like, all right.
What is happening right now?
Yeah, I was like, what's going on?
What is happening?
So I go to my wife's office, give her stuff. I leave. And then I come back because I forgot to grab her something else for her. I couldn't remember. And then the guy that was working in the office, he was like, hey, sorry about that. I was like, no, it's all right. It was cute, actually. Good kid like that. He was like, yeah, he does it to me when I walk away. He grabs my leg and won't let me leave. And I'm like, okay. But I was like, yeah, but that's different. He knows who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, that's kind of scary that your child is running up to a perfect stranger and be like, hey.
It'd grab onto the leg, and you can't really do anything because you got your hands full.
Oh, I couldn't do nothing.
Standing there, like,
When he grabbed me, I was about to squeeze it. Oh, that would have been so bad. Then you're like, you burned my child. No, I didn't.
Well, hopefully it would be the water that fell.
Yeah. No, that would have been loud. Ding. Oh. That's okay, kid. Sorry.
As you're clutching both mugs.
Yeah.
Kid's clutching your leg, and you're like,
But I love you. No, you don't know me, but I still love you.
Yes, today is Fri-yay.
Fri-yay.
Which means it is the beginning of the weekend. People are getting out of work, and they're going to have, if they have the weekends off, of course, they're going to have the weekend off. I hope everybody's going to be having a fun weekend and staying warm.
Yeah, because it's going to be bad this weekend.
I heard it's going to be cold.
Like we're supposed to get like 4 inches of snow. Yay, like we need more.
You mean there's no snow? There's no snow out there. What do you mean?
That's just cotton balls.
That's just, you know, pollen.
Cotton ball waste.
The white pollen, you know.
Yeah.
The kind that when you blow on it, you make a wish and it's supposed to...
Yeah,
you can't tell anybody
flowers.
What the wish is. Well, yeah. Do you remember doing that? Do you remember taking the dandelions and just popping off the heads?
Yeah. It's
wasn't there like a saying?
Yeah, it was like, "Mama had a baby
and his head popped off." Yeah.
I was like, that's the most morbid thing you could teach your child.
But yeah,
mommy
we're out there sitting in the yard doing it to every single one of them. Mama had a baby and its head popped off.
Or that thing where they're like, if you rub it on your chin, it makes you like butter.
If it's yellow.
Yeah, you're like,
it's always yellow.
Yeah. I like butter.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I love mustard, I guess. Sure.
Did you know that apparently every single day there's a national holiday? Yeah, I guess you could say.
Nice.
Every day is a national day of something.
There's got to be something. There's always got to be something.
So I can tell you what today's national day is.
Oh, good Lord.
There's quite a few.
Today?
Yeah, for today.
Shoot.
February 6th is, apparently it is National Bubblegum Day. So
get out your
bubble gum. It's National Frozen Yogurt Day, so go on out and get yourself some frozen yogurt if you're not already too frozen.
Guys.
Fro-yo, National Wear Red Day. Looks like you already have red on today. I don't think I have any.
You got a little bit.
I might have a little bit of red, but not really.
You got a red phone. It works.
That's right. It's also National Give a Kid a Smile a Day.
Well, I guess I gave that kid a smile because he was like, you're my new daddy. No, I'm not. Your dad's over there. Go get him.
There's even special interest. So special interest National Chopsticks Day, National Lame Duck Day,
okay.
National Valentine Shopping Reminder Day. So don't forget to go shopping for your Valentine, I guess.
Get your chocolates.
Which is next Saturday.
It's
right?
funny because I like to see people go in the day of and they buy every flower. See, the ones I know that if you messed up, they always buy like a bunch of roses. Like if you know they didn't mess up, they buy like one or two. So you're like, you messed up, buddy. You got a whole bunch of roses, bro.
No, when you know they messed up, it's when it's not anywhere near Valentine's Day and they're buying a huge bouquet of flowers. And
that too, yeah.
You know, a lot of times. And it shouldn't be like that.
No, it shouldn't.
Personally, I go out and get a flower or flowers whenever I want.
Yeah.
For someone if I want
to. Buy
them for myself.
Buy them for myself because I just feel...
I buy one for myself.
I just feel good.
It's also National Woman's Heart Day, so take care of your ladies.
Take care of your heart.
National Number Day, and it's National Pay a Compliment Day, so you know what? I really like your beard. It's long. It's flowy. I want to take a brush and just and just run the comb right through, and it won't even get stuck, I bet you.
You're looking great today, Bill. Looking great.
Today is National Ronald Reagan Day, believe it or not.
I don't remember where the other half of my head is. Anyways.
Today is National Time to Talk Day, which is what we're doing right now.
Yes, we're talking.
We're taking the time. we're taking the time to talk.
We're taking the time.
I think I accidentally hit a button. Oh, I did. It is National. Oh, this is going to save the best for last. It is National Working Naked Day. Unfortunately, I am not doing
that.
No,
we're not doing
that. It is way too
cold
out.
Yeah.
I'm not working in my birthday suit.
No.
It's not happening.
That's not something we need to do.
But could you imagine going to work and if you worked in like a cubicle, yeah. You know, I'm like with a bunch of people, and it's National Working Naked Day, and somebody says, "Hey, why aren't you wearing it? You should put some." It's National Working Naked Day. What do you mean?
You're holding a cup of coffee. Hey, Sally, how are you? And she's like,
you got just a scarf on.
Are you just the boss with a tie? You're just leaning on a thing like this, like. Hey, you're working today. How's the, did you get those reports done?
Hey, Nance.
Well, actually, oh my God.
So far, that's what I've found about National Day today.
Oh, that would be terrifying.
I think it would be terrifying.
Oh, I'm so sorry if anybody ever thinks of that.
National Bubblegum Day.
Yeah, get your bubblegum out. Start chewing it. Get some hubba bubba.
Are there any of those mechanisms that are out there still, like at the stores, that you could put quarters in and get bubblegum?
I don't know, maybe. Oh, the bubblegum machines?
Yeah. Gum machine there.
There should be somewhere.
I mean, they used to have, like, just bubblegum machines and, like, little candy machines, and then they started getting, like, tattoo machines.
And stickers and...
Yeah.
Whatever. Like they did the ones with, like, just a candy. Like,
yeah.
A little, like, I don't know what they were. Like the oranges and the bananas and stuff like that, those little candies.
But it used to always be those really big bubblegum balls.
Yeah.
I remember getting one of those and I blew a bubble and it stuck to my chin when I was a kid. I couldn't get it off. It was so sticky.
That was like tar. Tar gum. Like,
yeah. It'd be sticking there all day. My mom would be like, you're going to get a rash. I'm like, no, I'm not.
No,
it's just sticking there. I can't get it off. And sure enough, I did.
You're like,
it's all red. And I was like, I can't get it off.
I remember, I can't remember who it was. It was either me or somebody else. I know somebody bought like three or four of them and chewed them, and it was like a wad in their mouth.
Yeah.
And they tried to blow a bubble.
Chipmunk cheek.
All you saw was drool.
Oh, no.
I was like, dude, you're not even blowing a bubble.
And it was the kind of bubble gum that lost its flavor.
Yeah.
In like the first 3 seconds.
Like fruit stripe gum?
Like fruit stripes, yeah.
That was the worst gum. You're like,
it tasted so great for 3 seconds.
Yeah. You're like, aww.
It was gone.
And you're next flavor.
Yeah, right? That's how they made their money.
Yeah, the only
you had
things
to keep
I
going
loved,
buying more.
The things I loved were those little wax, like soda. They look like little, sodas, little juices in them.
Yeah.
I used to chew the wax like
the
crazy.
Whole thing.
Yeah.
I just throw the whole thing.
Yeah, just eat.
The wax tasted gross, but.
Oh, it was disgusting. When you got a little bit of the flavor from the juice, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the excitement. Ooh.
Yeah.
It was cherry.
What is it? Now you can actually get candy that has you get Gushers.
Gushers.
That actually has like the juice in the middle, but you can eat the rest of it too.
Yeah, exactly. But what was the ones I used to love? The Razzles?
Yeah.
Where you eat them and they were like candy, then they turned into gum?
Maybe.
Yeah, but you don't remember those?
No.
Oh, they're so good. And the bottle caps.
The bottle caps. I do remember those.
The root beer ones?
Yep.
Oh, God, I love those things. I can't find those anywhere. I know they still make Razzles, but...
They used to make the same type of thing for Halloween for the fake teeth. Fake vampire teeth, you know? And they were made out of wax. And I don't know, like, they didn't really have taste to them, but for some reason, you'd chew them anyway.
Yeah, you're like...
Yeah, you know, like hoping.
Yeah, you get ready to go trick or treating, and then all of a sudden you're just like, I'm gonna chew on this for a few minutes.
Yeah,
and you're supposed to be
part of your costume, but half of it's chewed off. You're like, it's supposed to be a vampire butt.
You look like Jethro from The Sale.
I lost one of my teeth.
I lost one of my tooths.
I lost one of my tooths, and now I can't. Now I can suck your blood like I used to.
When you talk, you're like...
It might grow back, though.
It might grow back. I'm not sure, but we'll see.
I won't be able to look in the mirror because I can't see myself because I have no reflection in the mirror.
I look good. Number two. Oh, I feel old. That's great.
There was a Muppet show that came on streaming. I don't know if you noticed that.
Muppets?
It was like a half an hour long or something. Yeah, the Muppet show.
Hmm.
New?
Or?
It didn't sound like Kermit the Frog, though.
Yeah, the dude that does Kermit can't do it. He's terrible.
Kermit.
That's a little Kermit.
I mean,
hey, Kermit, how are you?
Yeah.
Oh, Piggy.
Oh, Miss Piggy.
Oh, Kermit. See? I can do it. You better hire me, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, Kermit, I love you. Oh, Piggy, you're amazing. Oh, man.
She wanted him to be her husband so bad.
Yeah. Will you marry me? Well, I was thinking your sister. No, I'm just kidding. You guys got to stop.
Could you imagine how a proposal would go?
Oh, good Lord.
For the Muppets.
I don't know.
Who would officiate? Would it be Big Bird? Big Bird could officiate it.
Snuffle up, I guess. Oh.
Animal.
I don't pronounce you, man. That
would be great. Like, all the Muppets would end up showing up there.
But you can't do it in the sun, because it would technically be a big roast.
Big ol' ba-dunch.
Everyone would be like, oh, that smells great.
Well, plus our vampire friend wouldn't be able to go. What was his name? The Muppet Vampire.
The Count.
The Count.
Yes.
Yeah, the Count wouldn't be able to go.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Yeah, he couldn't go outside in the sun.
Oscar the Grouch would go. The Worm. Bring the whole Sesame Street gang.
Yeah, all of them.
I liked the Muppets when I was a kid. I used to watch it all the time. The actual show, when they did it, when the old guys were up in the top booth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love those old guys. They're the best.
Do you remember the song, the opening credits?
I sung it.
What were those funny Muppets that had, like, the faces? They look... I can't even describe what they look like, but I can't show.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
And they would just say one thing.
I can't remember.
And now I'm trying to remember. And it's tough. Like usually I got it. Usually I got it.
I can't remember what they were. I know the things on Sesame Street, the ones that was your radio when I was.
Oh yeah.
Dude, I didn't see that for a while. I was one day. I don't know. Why I thought this was a
radio.
Good idea. I don't know why I thought this was a good idea, but I'm like flicking through the channels. I'm like, oh, Sesame Street. I'm like 30 something years old watching Sesame Street. And then they came on and it was an episode. I was one of those episodes where he's like, radio. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Those guys.
I laughed hard.
Yep.
Because when I was a kid, I was like, those are stupid.
They looked so funny.
And they're like, radio. Yep.
Radio. Yep.
Mouse.
Yeah. And when they opened them, they would, like, open them crooked.
Yep.
Radio.
Yep. Oh, my God. I laughed. Dude, I had tears. I was like, I used to watch this?
I know.
What happened to me?
If you actually sat down and watched some of the stuff you watched when you were a kid, it's like, Yeah, you'd be. Hey, did you know they're going to be? They're coming out with a movie for Masters of the Universe.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm so excited.
I saw the trailer for it when I went out and saw Avatar: Fire and Ash.
I was such a kid in Walmart, and I was like, "Oh, Skeletor! I want to buy it." My wife's like, "Oh my god!"
It actually looks really good. Watching the trailer brought back some nostalgic memories.
Yeah, I was like, "Oh."
I also saw Send Help. It's got Rachel McAdams in it.
Oh, well, I got to watch it then.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's funny, and it's got a little bit of gore. It's definitely 18 up.
Yeah.
Or you know, attend with a parent, but it's got a little bit of gore in it. And it's more than I had thought it was going to be. Like, I did not anticipate. But it was funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's about a man and a woman who get caught. They're in a plane crash and get stuck on an island, but they work together. He's her boss.
Oh.
And he's like pompous. He's like one of those people that, you know,
he's a pompous donkey.
Was born with a silver spoon in his mouth.
Oh,
okay?
One of those jerks. Yeah,
and she is she worked her way up to hopefully gain a position in the company his father built.
Yeah.
That was like vice president. Mm-hmm. And she's like, she does really well.
Yeah.
Okay. So she actually looks pretty rough in it until they crash land on this island, and then slowly but surely she starts to become Rachel McAdams again. Like, but she starts off like looking like a Wilhelmina. you know she's got like her hair is really greasy, she's got glasses, you know, so she really plays the part well. And they crash land on this island, he has no idea what to do.
Yeah,
because he's never had to fend for himself in his whole life.
Of course not.
Although she has studied survival, like she wanted to be on Survivor, so she's studied like at all about survival, and it's really funny to watch.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
It's definitely it was I saw the trailer for it a couple of weeks ago or something, and I was like, hey, I never heard of it, so made a day on a Sunday, went to see back to back movies. One was Avatar, and one was that.
I can't watch Avatar. I don't know why.
That
I
one
can't.
Was really
I
good.
Just can't. Housemaid, that was really good.
From with
it's got Amanda Siegfried in it, the one that was in Mean Girls.
Oh yeah, yeah.
She wasn't the one that could tell the weather. But anyways,
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, her.
Yeah. I knew who she was, yeah. But like, that's the best way
to remember. She's in it. It's good. Like, I watched it and I was like, this movie's stupid at first, and I was like, whoa, this is amazing. It gets so
Is it
good.
Streaming?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You can watch it anywhere. I think
Housemaid.
It's Housemaid. You can watch it on.
I think I was thinking of Houseguest.
No, you can watch it on Prime Houseguest. With Sinbad.
Yeah, is it Sinbad?
Yeah. That was a funny movie.
It was.
I think Love Stinks is my favorite movie.
Love Stinks. I think I saw that.
Where he's sitting, he's laying in the bed. They're already trying to. She wants to be getting married. She wants him to ask her to marry him, and he just doesn't want to. He's not ready.
Right.
And he keeps giving her things, right? And he gives her these diamond earrings that are like 10 grand. And she's like, and she looks at him, she closes him like this, and he's like, what's the matter? And she's like, I wanted you, just give me a ring. And she takes the ring earrings and throws them in the water, in the ocean.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing? Like, he screams. So they have to live together in his house. And because if he doesn't, she's going to take everything. So he has to stay there. So he's in the bed with her one day, right? And he's farting, dude. He's like, brr, like that. And she's like, oh my God, you're disgusting. He's like, oh, wait a minute. And he's like, brr. He's like, I got game. He's just letting it rip, dude. And the cat and the dog are rawr, they're leaving. Dude, it's so funny. You got to watch that movie. It's so funny. Like, it's so funny. It's got, yeah, her. Forget it. I can't remember her name. Anyway,
it's got her in it and
him.
And him.
And a couple other people.
A couple other people.
Tyra Banks is in it. That's the only one I can remember.
Tyra Banks
is in it.
What was the name of it again?
Love Stinks.
Love Stinks.
There was a movie me and my wife were watching, and now, you know, I had a crush on Stacey Dash and Clueless.
Uh-huh.
And she was in this movie, and my wife's like, calm down. And I'm looking at her, I'm like, is that Stacey Dash? She's like, yeah, calm down. I'm like, what the... Whatever.
and what about the movie?
It was all right. I didn't mind it. It was about this girl's trying to make a show, and the show is going nowhere, and the guy's very disrespectful, and the guy that's the owner of the producing company, and he's just lets her go and then completely shuts down the entire show she was doing, and everybody loved the show. And it's got Paul Rudd in it, which I love.
Yeah.
And he's in it, and he was playing a nerd in the high school thing, but it was funny. And he went on to another show, and he said he won't do the show unless she produces it. And then they fell in love, and it's actually really good. I can't remember the name of it, but it was really good. It's got Michelle Pfeiffer in it, and it's so good. It's so good.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's good. I like her. She's a good actress. Paul Rudd's best. I don't care what anyone says. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's... I like all the movies he's in.
I do. I can't... There's not one movie I don't think I've ever liked that he's been in.
I found Love Stinks. It's the 1999 version, right?
Yeah.
There's only one,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
They never remade it. Tyra Banks is in that.
Yep.
And it's Jason Bateman.
Yeah, he's in it. I forgot.
Yeah. Bridget Wilson, French Stewart, Bill Bellamy, Jeff Franklin. Bill Bellamy almost looks like Will Smith if
it's
you just
Tiffany,
glance at
Tiffany,
him.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen in it, too.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Yeah.
But there, see that. But her and Jason Bateman are in a sitcom. He does a sitcom. So he makes the sitcom, and then he starts eventually getting aggravated and making the sitcom about his life. And they're like, come on, man, what's going on with the show? He's like, shut your mouth! I was like, he just gets pissy, and he just hates it. He hates her. He can't stand her.
Do you know Jason Bateman was in Teen Wolf 2?
Yes, I do. Yep.
And not a lot of people know that.
Yep, I knew that. I watched it. I was like, this is...
Wasn't that his introductory movie? I believe it was introducing.
I think it was
introducing Jason Bateman.
Yeah, because he was in Family Ties with Michael J. Fox. So
yeah. And I think that was his first. I think it was his first movie.
Yeah, I think it was his first movie.
That's pretty funny. If you watch it, how young they all are.
Jason Bateman's great too. I love him too. He went from and then went yeah.
Yeah,
he's so
way
good
up.
Now. Yeah, he's like, I hit the Bad Words movie. Dude. That is one of my favorite movies, man. I don't know what it is. He's just so funny.
I don't know. I liked Horrible Bosses.
That was good, too.
Both the movies.
One and two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great cast. It was a great plot. It was really funny.
I love that movie. I can't remember the other one he was in.
He was in a bunch.
He was in one with McCarthy. Wasn't that the one where she stole his identity?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah
Melissa
yeah.
McCarthy.
Identity Thief.
Identity Thief.
Yeah, that was good. Yep. That was funny.
Yeah, he was in The Switch.
She punched him in the throat. Bam! When he was like,
I loved it when she's like, yeah, if you could catch me. And she starts running and gets out of breath like 50 feet away.
He's like, come on.
He's like, come on.
Didn't she hit him with a purse or something like that? I can't remember.
She throws stuff at him. Yeah, but it is really funny.
That's a good movie.
Who names a boy Sandy?
Well,
it was funny. Yeah,
it's a good movie. I like that movie.
He was in The Switch, where his
yeah, that was good.
Best friend wanted to have a baby.
Yeah,
she wanted to get artificially inseminated, but he switched it with his own because he knocked it over.
It was,
and
funny.
Then never tells her until like years later. Yeah. By the way,
I just gotta let
you
know.
Imagine.
This? Yeah, it was funny. That was a good movie.
That was good. And then there was one that was, I forget.
The one with Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. And
that
I can't remember.
So funny.
The Switch reminds me of
it.
It's like
they switched,
They switched places.
And then, it was so funny. Where he was like, oh, man. And she goes to the bathroom.
They
like,
did so well. It was like they must have, like.
They must have watched each other's movies or something. And just
I don't
like,
know. They probably just hung around with each other for a long enough period of time to try and get the other person's
so funny.
Like mannerisms and everything, because it was hilarious how close they both were to
exactly.
One another's how they would act, you know?
There was a thing. There was a thing I was, something on Facebook. They said if anybody had to replace Ryan Reynolds, it would be Jason Bateman for Deadpool.
No.
No, you can't do that.
Nobody can replace...
Jason Bateman's funny, but I don't. He's not Ryan Reynolds. You can't do that. You can't.
You can't replace Ryan Reynolds with anybody.
Or you could just replace Ryan Reynolds and have somebody play Deadpool and him just use the voice.
I mean, that's probably what they do. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, it's not actually him doing
it. Yeah.
But still, you can't. You can't.
No, you can't.
I couldn't envision another person doing that part. Or hear another person doing that part. It just doesn't sound the same.
I couldn't watch somebody else do that part.
I love Deadpool.
Like, it's hard to watch the 950 Batman movies. I know. It's all different people.
With all the different, yeah, with all the different Batmans there are.
So terrible. What was it?
And Jokers.
Yeah, Jokers were, well, there was, well, the one Joker was the best. I think, I don't know, it's so tough who the best Joker was. I know Jack Nicholson was phenomenal in the first Batman movie.
Well, that was when we were younger, you know, like when it was Michael Keaton and Jack Nicholson.
And then it was,
That
guy.
Heath
Ledger.
In my opinion, it's Heath Ledger.
Yeah, he was.
I think he did.
Perfect psycho.
I think he did an amazing job. I think that out of all of them, he was it.
I'm gonna make this pencil disappear. Bam! Look, it's gone.
Why so serious? He was found by a complete accident, basically. Like a casting producer or a casting director had seen him get off of an airplane at I think in L.A. And he was smiling at something. They loved to smile.
Yep. It's amazing. I love that.
Yeah.
Guy.
And after that, they just, you know.
And after he died.
I think it was 10
like,
Things I Hate About You is what they put him in first.
Yep. That was a good movie, too. That was funny.
It was.
That was a good movie.
He was natural. He was a natural at it.
Yeah, he was just perfect. Like, he just could do anything.
Yep.
Oh, man. So, it's almost Sunday.
Sunday? What?
Super Bowl Sunday. Sunday,
yeah, what do you do?
Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
You get to watch the... I don't know. It doesn't matter. Run over something.
Something or other or something.
The big horse and dog thing runs over cars.
Sure.
Whatever. Anyway.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Are you excited?
I am. The Patriots versus the Seahawks, and the Seahawks are probably going to rip them apart.
We'll see. I mean, they're both pretty tight.
They are pretty good.
Seahawks have been playing real tight lately.
Their defense is just, I don't know.
I hope they're ready. I mean, the Patriots have always, you know, been a good team. Even without the same players, it's always been a pretty good team, pretty tight. But they worked pretty hard to get to win that last game. So
yeah, they only won 10-6.
It was a tough game.
I think it was a defensive game. That was a good game.
Like, it was still good though. Yeah.
I hope it's going to be a good defensive game because those I like. I don't like it being like a 45-7.
Oh yeah,
I can't stand that. I won't even watch it.
A shutout almost. Yeah, I get bored with it.
I can't do that.
It's got to be close.
Yeah, it's got to be good.
It's got to leave you kind of waiting to see what's going to happen next.
That's what I like. That's what I like when I watch football. But I'm ready for this football right here.
Yes.
BC Defenders.
Baseball. Baseball season's coming.
No, football.
Oh, that football.
UFL. That's what I'm ready
for. I got you. UFL.
They already won the championship last year, so I'm happy.
Well, maybe this year will be good, too.
Yes, I hope so. They got some good players.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nobody can hear you.
Imagine if you had to do radio and just had this whisper the whole time.
I don't think it would work.
Hey, guess what, guys? We got a big surprise coming. All right. Get real excited like we are. And you're screaming, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You ever watch those videos of people that are like they're arguing, but they're whispering?
Oh, it's so funny.
That would be hilarious. That would end an argument so quick.
Isn't that the one where the girl like presses her face against his?
Yeah, they got the face-to-face, nose-to-nose.
I'm telling you right now that I'm going to go to the bathroom and I'm going to go.
We're going to bed.
I'm taking a shower, whether you like it or not.
I'm not tired. I'm not going to bed.
I'm playing video games, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, ew, he pressed his face against the microphone.
No, not really. Like, wipe it off.
Do you guys hear that beautiful sound?
It's clean.
It's going to look awkward.
It's clean.
It's all clean, guys. Don't do that. No.
Oh, just man.
Kidding. I'm kidding. It's hot in here.
It is a little warm in here.
I'm dying. Does that work anymore?
No, it's working, clearly.
Woo. Okay, I'm taking this off.
Woohoo! Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, stripping.
There's no pole in here.
Nope. And there's no money. No one that can send me the money.
Let it rain.
Send it in an envelope.
And stamp it.
Two.
In the care of.
Just write rain. We'll know exactly what it means.
Make it rain, P.O. Box. No, I'm just kidding.
Make it rain, P.O. Box at.
Put in, my Cash App is
my Venmo,
and just put in just put in the four section, make it rain.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
I'm sending this because
make it rain because Chuck was taking his coat off.
Make Wait, it what? Rain.
That'd be so funny. WTBR be like, whoa.
Hold on a second.
Stop it.
Back up.
Hit the brakes, okay? It's not the kind of show this is. What is wrong with you people?
Well, all right.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
If I get to it.
It's coming.
It's coming, guys. Hey.
Or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We made it.
And we're back.
2 seconds. We're back.
And we're back. It could be fortunate or unfortunate.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Darn it.
Fortunately or unfortunately, we're back. Just to let you know.
We made it, guys. We're here. Aren't you proud?
Are you here?
Are you here?
Sure you're here?
I don't know.
Have you checked?
Here, I'm not, but I'm here.
Have you checked?
I have checked, and it's squeak. I'm squeaking. Don't mind that. All right. So.
Sew your buttons on?
Sew my buttons. Yes, I did.
I don't know if I could sew buttons.
I can't sew, dude. I can't.
I think one time I tried to sew, and I sewed something right to the clothes I was wearing, and I was like, well, that didn't work. Never again.
I tried to sew something, and then I was like, oh, I'm putting this patch on. I thought I was great. I was like, oh, my grandma used to do this, and then I put it on and was like, man.
All right, I ended up just sewing it right up so that I'd go to put my arm in it. My arm wouldn't fit through it because it would be sewed closed.
So I used
that's what would happen.
What did I do with the
pen? Oh, I'd sew where you put your head through. I'd sew that right up so like, I wouldn't be able to wear it. Well, that didn't work.
Look like a baby coming out. Yeah. I'm reborn.
Like Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
Coming out of the rhino.
That'd be great.
was that the second one? That was in the second one, wasn't it?
Yeah, just going.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just trying to get out
Set
here.
Set the finger.
I know I missed the spot here somewhere. I know I'm going to get out of this.
Red rum. <I'm kidding. laughs> What are you doing?
Look, Mommy, the rhino's pregnant. It's going to have a baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I think it would be a scarred little kid, too.
Imagine eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich while you're trying to put your head through and it's all over your face.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Kids would be terrified.
That was one of the parts of the movie that just I couldn't stop laughing at.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
And you have to kind of like, you know, rewind it a little bit just so you can keep watching it. Rewind. Watch it over. And you have to.
I just like how he's poking at it. He's like.
And it's all because the fan stopped working.
Yeah, it was
so hot in there.
He's like, warm! And he's like... Oh, it's so funny.
That rhino's... There's something wrong with that rhino.
Rhino's having a baby. They're like...
The mom is all excited. Yeah, like, until there's like a human head coming out of it.
She's like...
Cover the kids' eyes.
Yeah.
Don't watch this, Tommy.
Don't watch this, Tommy. This is not what I thought it was going to be. It's Jim Carrey.
It's definitely not a rhino giving birth to another rhino. What is this? Could you imagine being on a safari and then you see something?
Oh,
like,
dude, it would be so... I would laugh.
In the middle of nowhere.
I would so laugh. But is like that Jim Carrey?
Or a zebra? or a giraffe.
Yeah, about it. Oh my God, I would laugh. I'm like, this is great. What's going on with this world?
Oh, I know. Evolution at its greatest.
Yeah, worst, actually.
We're watching this happen right now.
You're watching this in front of your eyes.
No wonder where humans came from. So that's it. It was not monkeys.
You just all of a sudden
it
just
wasn't
go,
apes.
Crikey, man. That's a human being coming out of a giraffe.
Darwin was wrong.
Yeah, God, it was long, right way wrong.
He said it was apes and it was actually
it was giraffes and rhinos.
It was rhinos and zebras. Is that why they say zebras never change their stripes? Gosh, you know.
Man, stop it. That's where fruit stripe gum came from. Zebras.
All these ideas.
You guys have no taste.
He's got you thinking, doesn't it?
It's like you guys have no taste.
No taste.
No taste. Whoops, wrong one.
He's got your wheels grinding now. Like, maybe they have a point.
Yeah, maybe they got a point that zebras have no taste. You guys have no taste. Lions taste you, but we couldn't. You were terrible.
The lions love it.
Lions are like, yum, yum, yum.
Like, why couldn't we come from lions? That would be awesome.
I know, right?
I mean, there are some people that kind of look like lions.
Almost me.
Roar.
Rare.
Rare.
Meow.
Exactly.
Oh, if people watch this, are going to be like,
Rar.
Rare.
Rare.
Rar. Oh, my good Lord. Wait. Rawr.
Well, you know, it is the end of the week. It's Friday. It's just before the weekend. You know, everybody gets a little bit silly.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting a little bit silly. And on your way home, if you're on your way home from work, you know, it's a little bit silly time. You can laugh on your way home. And, you know, the traffic is terrible.
Oh, it's absolutely horrendous.
Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Terrible. It's a good thing I left 45 minutes in advance to get here.
I was going to leave early, but I had to get to the house, make sure the puppies are okay.
And on a typical day, it would take about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like a regular, like in the middle of the day, not in the afternoon.
It's like being in Florida. The traffic is ridiculous.
I don't know. There's lots of ridiculousness.
Lots of people I can't drive.
Some of the roads aren't even made for that many cars.
I know.
Where'd they all come from?
What happened was
everybody's avoiding the rotaries. That's what happened.
Yeah, staying away from those because they drive on it instead of going around it.
Well, I've heard some things that the one that's by BMC is backs up traffic for ages because there's too many lights there.
I don't know why they didn't just leave it alone. What was
I
the purpose?
Like, I don't know.
You go this way and then you sit there, and or it's like this. Because I was in the long line when I just went through the traffic light, and I sat there.
Maybe
like
I don't know.
Minutes.
I really don't know why.
Oh, it's so obnoxious. Because they're like, oh, we're going to help with the traffic jams. What traffic? It was no.
Now
traffic
Now there's
jams.
Traffic jams.
What are you going to do now? You're going to remove it and then put it back the way it was? Come on, guys.
Who knows?
Focus.
Focus. Who's thinking up these things?
Yeah, knock it off, I'm telling.
That's okay. When I'm stuck in traffic, I just blare like Disney music and sing it really loud with the windows down just to annoy
let
people.
Let it snow. I'm like,
yeah, right?
I can see you going, let it snow.
Just start singing the Aladdin song.
Oh, God.
or any song. Like the most overplayed, which would be Let It Go, wouldn't it?
I'm going to give you up, never going to let you down. People
well, that's like, not Disney, but
I know,
definitely
but, hey,
would sing
now?
It.
Let's do it.
You got to find the most annoying songs, roll the windows down, and sing them real loud. You know why? Because people laugh. The
safety
if
dance.
You're stuck, if, yeah. S.
A, A, F.
F.
T,
A.
T.
No, isn't it F?
Wait, F.
E.
T, I can't even spell. That's sad.
T.
X, Y,
Y.
G.
Safety. Dance.
Wow, that's so bad, dude.
That was really bad. You just stick to being a lion over
yeah,
there. You're good. Rare.
Meow.
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 They are big cats. Meow.
They're big kitties.
Little cats. How can they say meow? Well, you know, like domesticated cats, they're meow, not roar.
Yeah, roar.
You know, lions are roar.
Roar.
Roar. And then the domesticated domesticated cats are meow.
Meow, wow.
Yeah, they do that, don't they?
Meow, wow. Stop it.
My cat can say words.
I used to hate that, though. Like it would... Oh, stop.
Hello.
Yeah.
who has a cat that knocks on the door, you know, and then says hello? A lot of people.
I don't know. My cat used to give me a hug. I loved when my cat gave me a hug. He always was
Oh,
like
that's cute.
He went like this, and he's...
Uppy!
And I pick him up, and he put his feet around my neck like this, and then put his head against my... face, and I was like, I love this
Oh,
cat.
That's cute. See, I see more videos of, like, lions and tigers doing that.
Oh, yeah. Like, when they meet their trainer or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm like, I want to hug a lion. I just know I'm going to die doing something. I'm not supposed to be... I'm going to die petting something I'm not supposed to pet.
You're
I just know it.
Such a cute lion. But there's...
What's that in your back that, tooth? Let me take a look.
But there's idiots that do that where they stick their hand through the fence and try to pet it.
Yeah.
And they're so quick, you're done.
Oh, yeah. They take your whole hand off.
Oh, it's like, why are you... Don't put your hand... Did you not read the sign?
Yeah, do not feed.
What's that mean? You mean me? Guys hold three pizzas.
Yeah, here, you want one?
Yeah, you're kitty.
Yep. Yeah,
Marow. Sticks his hand and goes, marow. Then he gets bit.
Yeah, but there are sanctuaries. There are sanctuaries where they run free, you know?
Yeah.
And they've become acclimated to humans. And it'd just be really cool. I think it would be great if I had like a big lion hug.
It would be scary.
I mean, and live to tell about it.
I probably want to hug a little like, baby lion because I probably could get away with that. Yeah, I don't think I could hug a big one.
I don't know if you'd be able to get away with it if the mom's around. The mom's around.
Cage the mom first before I do it. Yeah.
Play with the cubs. Give me your kitty. Your gave us. That's what I'm saying. I know I'm gonna die petting something I'm not supposed to.
Exactly.
Come here, little bear. You're actually really big, but come here. I'm gonna give you a bear hug. You're so cute.
Some courage. No.
I've got a picnic basket. It's got cheese. Come here, bear. Oh, you're so cute.
I got a picnic basket, Pooh.
Hey, Pooh Pooh.
Oh, man, that'd be great.
Have I got a surprise for you?
Yeah, you're going to get a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today. I'm going to eat the rest. But, Dad.
Oh, Yogi.
Yogi Bear. I remember that show. I never watched it, though.
But
I watched it, but I didn't get into it.
I don't think Ranger's going to like it very much.
I didn't get into it. I don't know what it was.
It's been a long time. That one and...
The Rooster one I used to watch.
The Rooster one.
Where you used to stutter. You go, bop, bop, but I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
That I used to watch all the time because I loved him when he stuttered.
The Moose.
What was the Moose?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, Rocky and Bullwinkle, yeah.
I used to love that.
What do you say?
Hey, Rocky.
Hey, Rocky.
But then you watch, what is it? Full House.
Yeah.
He did all those impressions.
Well, the good thing is he actually...
cut it out.
He actually... I heard that he survived his second cancer scare. He actually...
Wow, really good for him.
Twice. He survived it twice. So wow. That's good. Yeah.
Survivor.
You're the man.
Survivor
Dave,
alert.
You're the man. You're the man. Oh, yeah, and I forgot. What's her face passed away, too?
Yeah.
I forgot. She was in Home Alone. That was terrible.
Yeah, I just had that. Didn't you? That happened last week.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Last Friday.
I was going to say something on the show, but I totally forgot.
Did you? Oh.
Yeah, I sent you a picture of her.
Well, I knew about it already. Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah, it stinks.
It does.
She was awesome.
There's been a lot of like AI tributes that have been done for her and stuff.
Cool.
Those are really cool. They're heartwarming. They're touching.
Yeah. They're good.
Catherine O'Hara. She was also in Beetlejuice.
Yeah, yep.
You know?
Twice.
Yep, both times. Both times. But didn't John Hurd pass away, too, some time ago? He's passed away, so now she's passed away. And I guess Daniel Stern, that was Marv. What was the old guy? Remember the old guy they talked about?
Oh, the guy that Wasn't it the guy that he was scared of or something like that?
Yeah, that they were like
he was a serial killer.
Yeah, they were talking about how he was a serial killer.
See what's in that trash can? Those are the limbs.
Yeah, you know what's in there? That's where he keeps the bodies.
He's like,
and I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
But he passed away too. They did one recently. There were all of them, you know, and they would show the ones that had passed.
Yeah, like, I like how they do that, where they show you the pictures of them and stuff like that. And then they show you them before, then they show you them after, if either they passed or they didn't. That's the cool AI thing I like. I watch those all the time.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I'm looking at the cast right now, and I'm trying to figure out which one.
Which one
he was. It's just hard to know.
It's all the actors that I've
known. It was Robert Blossom.
Yeah.
That's who it was. He died in 2011. Let's see, how old was he? 87.
Oof. Yeah, well, you know, Dick Van Dyke's 100.
Wow.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Huh. 100 years old.
100 years old. He even said it.
Unfortunately, he beat Betty White. She was just about to turn 100.
Just there, and was like, dang it.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
You only got 99.
I loved that. I thought she was the funniest thing ever. She was so funny.
She was amazing. She was the last of the Golden Girls.
Yeah, they're all together now, aren't they?
She survived them all, yep. Yep, they're all up there arguing with each other.
Yeah, they're all up there now. Having a good old time.
Yep, drinking wine.
Making fun of all of us.
Yeah.
Look at those idiots.
Look at those idiots on the mic down there.
Look at all those idiots
down
there.
Guy going rarrow for some reason. What does that mean? What does he mean when he goes,
I would
rarrow?
Never have him over for tea.
Tea and, what do you call it? Tea and crumpets?
Tea and crumpets.
He calls it tea and crumpets on Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah, he goes, she avoided us over tea and crumpets.
Yeah, but he called it something else. Tea and, he called it something else, but it wasn't crumpets. It was supposed to be crumpets. It's Dumb and Dumber, so he couldn't say the right word. I can't remember what it was.
I still like the
scrumpets or something.
Scrumpets, yeah. Tea and scrumpets.
Tea and scrumpets.
I love the part when the toilet wasn't working.
Oh, I know.
Just brushing my teeth.
I'm shaving.
Yeah, shaving.
Okay, well, just don't use the toilet. It's broken.
I love when you do.
And the very last one that squeaked out, yeah. It was like. And he was like, huh.
Yeah, he's like, huh. And Jim Carrey, when he takes his hat off.
Yeah. It was, when he saw them together.
Yeah.
That was his way of getting back at him, though, and it was great.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Just give him hilarious. Give him X-Lax, yeah, basically.
He was like,
just pouring it. Poured the whole thing in.
Oh, it was so funny.
Yeah, that would be something.
Drink up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Gonna have to watch that again soon.
Oh, I got it. Somebody said we're coming out with 3.
What?
Why? I think two.
They're going to be really old if they're both in it.
Well, it says that they're both going to be in it, but I still forgot. That part, that when the second one came out, when he did the hot dog part, dude, I laughed so hard. When he's like,
I thought it was the funniest thing, though, when he came out with it, and it was like, he was like catatonic for all them years, and he turns
for
around
no
and says,
reason.
I tricked you. That was a good one, wasn't it, Harry?
20 years?
20 years. He never said a word. And he thought it was awesome. It was like,
gotcha. What is wrong with you for 20 years? I would hit someone so hard and be like, now you're completely catatonic.
I'll make you catatonic.
I would be so aggravated, man. I came here to visit you every single day.
For 20 years. And you could talk the whole time.
Yeah, and you, oh, I hate your face.
And you made me feed you and everything.
Change your diaper.
Oh, that'd be one hell of a
gaga goo goo.
Yeah, that'd be one hell of a joke.
Oh, I'd hit him right.
That'd
in the
be
face.
A prank.
Oh, I'd choke. I'd choke him with his tube.
Then you'd have to. That is some dedication.
That's bad.
Right there, 20 years of not talking or doing
I
anything.
Do that. There's I don't know how I'd take it. I'd probably be like,
then having to pretend to, like, you know, soil yourself and everything and make him. That'd be nuts. That's a lot of dedication and a lot of time.
Change a diaper.
Your whole life.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
2 decades?
Yeah, it's crazy. 2 decades of being stupid.
Gotcha.
Got you! You told me that would be 20 years. I mean... Oh, so funny. I like when they went to see the girl, and he was like, well, it's not her because she doesn't have the tattoo, and she goes like this, but it used to be a smiley face, and it was sad.
Well, that's because when you get older...
It just kind of droops.
Kids, when you get older...
Kids, when you get older,
your skin changes. Just saying, just
well,
a little.
It's funny because they always say you can tell when you get old when you do this, and your skin doesn't go down; it goes really slow.
Well, that just means you're dehydrated.
Yeah, that too.
That means you need water.
I drink tons, so I don't need anything.
if you're pinching your skin and you're pulling it up, it doesn't go down.
Yeah,
you definitely
you're
need
like
water.
This, just sitting there, you're like.
You could play with it. Yeah, like, it's my flap. I'll do what I want with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like a click. Yeah. Knock it off!
It's my flap. I can do what I want.
Oh, it's so funny when he was doing that. What are you doing with your flap?
What are you doing?
You need to put it away. It's disgusting.
He would say that.
He would. He'd be like, you're gross.
Let me give you a flap.
I'll give you a flap right across the face. I would hit somebody if they kept doing it.
Let me give you a flap. To flap about.
I'll give you a flap.
Flurp.
Flurping.
Yeah. That was a funny movie. So Bed Bath & Beyond doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah, it's not.
Isn't it just like Bed & Bath or something? Now isn't it something?
Yeah, I think it's just Bed & Bath.
I think it's just Bed & Bath, no
we
Beyond.
We used to have one here and I liked it. I used to go in there and look at cool things, but no, they had
yeah,
well,
after that
the furniture place.
After
like,
that movie,
we need more furniture places.
After that movie came out, did you go around looking for a door that said Beyond?
Yes, I did. I was like, Christopher
Walken. I wonder what's back there.
No, I went. This is no joke. I went in one time and I was like, do you guys sell remotes? And they're like, yeah. I was like, is Christopher Walken in the back anywhere so I can speak to him? And they were like,
you?
Like a dog when you make a whistle.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're like,
the cock the head to the side.
Yeah, they're like, what do you mean? I was like, is Christopher walking in back? You sell me one of those cool remotes where I can fast forward my life and rewind it if I have to? And she looks at me, she's like, what? Like that. I was like, forget it. I'll go look for one. And then I come back up, and there's a guy standing at the counter, and he goes, were you the guy looking for Christopher Walken, the click remote? I was like, yeah. He was like, see, that's what he was talking about. She was like, I don't even know what that is. I was like, you're too young. You don't understand.
You need to watch the movie.
Watch the movie.
It's not even that new.
It's not.
It's pretty old.
It's old.
I mean, older than you'd think it would be.
Yeah, you're like, oh, that's not, whoa. There's movies I think that aren't that old, and then I look at the time it came out, and I'm like.
2006. That's what?
20 years old.
20 years ago.
Wow.
So anyone that was born after that time probably has never heard of it.
I don't know, but she was just like, I don't even know what that is.
20 years ago.
Like that talk that most kids do these days. I don't even know what that even is.
That's sus.
That's stupid. I mean, got it. Like, what
was her name, Chantel?
Yeah, Chantel.
Chantel. My name's Chantel.
My name's Chantel, and like, I don't even want to work here anymore. My name's Chantel. So the other day I was walking and I went to like Dunkin' Donuts and then I was like see
like
my friend
Starbucks.
I see my friend Michelle and I was like, oh my god, my name's Chantel. And then I got myself a like a foam latte Krispy Kreme donut Uncle Poppy's chicken liver thing. Whatever them stupid drinks are, man. I'm so tired of hearing it. Like, can I have a latte foam extra whipped cream and ice, and can you please put a little kiss on? What are you talking about? I want to slap you.
a big Americano. Or no, wait. What are they? iced macchiato with matcha and... Ugh.
Matcha with...
Ew, matcha's a tea.
Yeah, it tastes like grass. My name's Chantel. My name's Chantel. It's so good. You guys love it.
She's still my favorite because she says her name so many times.
She's so nice. My name is Chantel.
She still should do the weather.
She should.
Today it's going to be partly cloudy. My name is Chantel.
Next weekend's gonna be really cold. You guys better like warm up and get your blankets or your boyfriends
you
and your
better
girlfriends.
Get your UGG boots out and
get
Chantel.
Your boots out and your spandex pants. My name's Chantel. And get some popcorn because it's gonna be super cool. Everybody can Netflix and chill. Get it? Chill because it's gonna be cold. Stupid. Anyways.
Actually, it is gonna be really nasty this weekend.
What's it gonna
in
be?
The negatives. In the evenings. Do you know there is an extreme cold warning?
Yay! We're
right?
all gonna die! No, I'm just kidding.
Just stay in, you know, if you don't have to. And please, you know, with your animals, come on. I'm out there to go to the bathroom real quick and that's it.
Yeah, it's all
bring
I
them right back in.
But Dee Dee's like, I want to go fix 6 miles. No!
Yeah, it's too cold for that. Mine knows. She goes out, does her thing, and runs back in, and she's like, nope. But it's a little warmer out. She plays in the snow a little bit. But the conditions are expected by 6 o'clock Saturday, February 7th. And it's supposed to be negatives.
Yay.
Supposedly, we were supposed to get some snow.
Yeah, it was supposed to be like 4 inches or something like that.
Saturday. But the chances are low. I mean, they're above 50, that's for sure. But we'll see. We'll see. I'll see, you know.
When you wake up and you're like, oh, man.
I'll believe it when I see it.
We gotta clean it off again.
we were supposed to get maybe something like we were supposed to get almost 11 inches maybe last weekend.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No, they didn't say we were going to get it. They said it was a possibility. So.
We got nothing.
No, we didn't get anything. It was sunny out.
Yeah, it was nice.
On Sunday. But this is saying that it's gonna be, you know, Saturday it's gonna be -4 in the evening. Sunday it's gonna be -9. I'm sure it's gonna be even colder than that. It's gonna feel a lot colder than that. -3 on Monday. So just try and stay warm.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If you guys don't stay warm, make sure you stay warm.
if you don't stay warm.
Make sure you stay warm.
Make sure your friends are warm.
Make sure your friends are warm. Don't care about you, but just make sure your friends.
No, but for real, if you have elderly folks and or friends, you check in on them.
Make sure you let your water run,
bundle
too,
up.
You'll freeze your pipes.
Yeah, if they're not indoors.
Yeah, if you're outdoors in an igloo, it doesn't matter.
You wouldn't have any running water.
Yeah, you wouldn't have none. You have some good cold water, but no.
You wouldn't have any running water if you're in an igloo.
You can melt it with the fire they build, I guess. I don't know.
I know. I heard igloos can be decent. You know, it keeps the wind out.
Yeah,
but I heard they're not that cold. Hmm. I don't know. I've never built one.
I
used to build snow forts.
Yeah, that's about all I built, but it was always cold.
It was pretty chilly.
Sucks.
I'd be sitting in my snow fort living room.
Yeah, that's what I did.
All the sides of the walls were pretty much frozen because you're breathing in there.
Yeah.
You know? So your condensation plus the cold air would freeze the walls. Mm. But it was never really that cold. You could probably take your jacket off sitting in there.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was never really freezing.
Well, it's funny because I built this like little cutout like this and I put like a little chimney thing and I would burn, I would had a little fireplace. I put a little like piece of wood in there, and I burnt off wood and stuff like that, and it was a little fire. And then I came back, and it was melted.
All gone.
My dad's like, "Brilliant!
you pulled the frosty."
Yeah, he was like, "Brilliant!" I was like, "Shut up!"
Yeah, what were you thinking? Fire melts it.
What are you doing? That's like, hey, we live in this beautiful house. It's made of melted like chocolate. Let's light
let's
a fire.
Let's build a fire where there's chocolate. Let it melt.
Oh my god! I was like, yeah, like what they.
Well,
did.
At least you could eat that.
Yeah,
you could eat chocolate.
Oh, I get so fat.
So welcome good. To my chocolate igloo.
I look so good. Oops.
This one's caramel.
This one's caramel macchiato with some foam
with peach rings.
Peach rings. Peach. I'm never gonna forget that. Never.
You know, and I like randomly bringing it up. Because it's funny.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Like, dude, when you said, I'm always going to say, when you first said, I lost it.
And because, well, because you lost it, I lost it. Because
I knew where you were going with it.
It never got to the punchline, but that was enough.
You were like, peach rings.
And that was it. That was the punchline after that.
I almost spilt my drink. I was like, it was like I had a seizure in my hand. I was like, because I was laughing so hard. It was so bad.
Oh, well, you know, we were saying candy, I think.
Yeah, we were saying candy and cereal.
Yeah.
We're like,
Rice Krispie treats.
What was it? The dual nerds, I think.
Oh, you were like,
nerds.
Two
flavors, one box. Nerds. That was when they had the dual. I think they still make it. Do they still make the dual nerds where they got like two different?
They make the ropes now. Those are, ugh.
Well, that's weird. It's nerds like, ropes? Like ropes? That doesn't make any
it's like
sense.
Like ropes with nerds on it.
That?
Yeah. It's like licorice almost, but it's not.
I'd rather just go old fashioned.
Exactly.
With the nerds in the box. Nerds.
Just going to play.
In the box.
Yeah. Well, it's almost that time, I guess. We always got to end early because we have to do end it. You know what I mean? So we're going to play our cool
jelly
music.
Bean.
Jelly beans.
You know what I mean, jelly bean?
You know what I mean, homie? All right.
I guess that's it.
That's it. So thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
You guys have a good rest of your day. Have a good one. Bye-bye.